thank the Lord for being here today. And I have a message I feel like the Lord's been dealing with me for a while, and I believe it's for here. So I pray that God will bless and pray for me. Enoch walked with God. But you know, we could put our name there, but yet we feel like, well, Enoch was so wonderful, wasn't he? Because why? Because God translated him, and he didn't have to die and be buried in the ground. What was so special about Enoch? Why did God translate him? He walked with God. So this was very interesting to me. So I started thinking, what did he do? What was his life? And he lived, how long? 365 years. We have a span of 70, 80, maybe a little longer, but we don't live the years they lived in before the flood. But you know, he lived them well. He lived them so well that he pleased God and he obeyed God. And you know, that's two things that I got out of this. He pleased God. We want to encourage you today to please him in your life, to obey him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We can sacrifice a lot of things, but if we don't obey him in everything that he requires in our hearts and talks to us about, he wants obedience. He wants obedience. He wants us to please him, and he wants to walk with us. There's so many songs that came to my mind, but you know, it says, just a closer walk with thee. And we've been inspired of late, especially to walk closer to the Lord. And we just want to encourage you today in your life, whatever years you have left, whatever days, weeks, months, walk close to God. Walk close to him. It's not just about getting up and praying a little prayer. Make sure that prayers is important. I don't mean that. But let's not be just a form, you know, of I said my prayer, I read my verse, I'm okay. I don't have to do any more. God wants more of that. He more than that. He wants to talk to us all day long. He wants to walk with us. He wants to give us songs in our heart. He wants to give us scriptures. He wants us to be obedient. He doesn't want us to spend how many hours we have in a day. When we have to have 8 hours of work. Many men work 8 hours. We have a little bit of time for supper and maybe some time with the family, and then we sleep. So we don't have that whole 24 hours. We have to sleep some of it. We have to rest. But when we're awake and we're alert, we want to talk to God. We want to walk with him. We want to get so close to God. Every one of us can get closer to God. And this is for me. I'll tell you, this is for me. All of us, we can draw closer to the Lord. He said, if you draw nigh to him, what? He will draw nigh to you. Have you found that in your life, that when you spend more time in prayer, my God visited me. He gave me something. He gave me a song, or he gave me a scripture, or he told me the direction to go. And, you know, it's just so amazing. Or, you know, I thought about different songs. Even this morning, more songs came to my mind. I just read some of the verses. But it said, we used to fast and pray all day and let the Lord have his way back there in our father's praying ground. But I was thinking, when was the last time you fast and prayed all day? I mean, let the Lord talk to us. Let the Lord talk to me this morning. When was the last time we fasted and prayed all day? Well, you say, well, I just can't do it. I'm not able to do it. Well, what about a lunch? What about a breakfast? You know, I've read some of the old books that they wanted the Lord to answer prayer, certain things, and they would just give up their favorite meal. Most of us kind of have a favorite meal, breakfast or lunch or supper, and they would give that up for 7 days maybe in a row. And they would go and not, when you fast, it's just, that's not it. You go and you get in your secret closet with God and you pray. You pray with that fast. And, you know, one of the ones in my home congregation, Sister Janine, she prayed for a child, and that's what they did. They started fasting and praying on the noon hour, and the Lord gave her Anthony. You know, God answers our prayers. We can draw close to God. We have to have some equipment. When Enoch walked with God, we want to read this in Genesis. It said he walked with God, and, you know, he was not, because God took him. I'm just thinking about Enoch, that he must have lived so much on the heavenly side and talking with God and walking with God and being so close to God. God just said, you know, this man, he just needs to come to heaven. He just, you know, I'm just going to take him right now. And that God did. He just took him. You're living so much on the heavenly side, you might as well just be here with me. Now, isn't that amazing? And I know that we think we'll never reach that, man. But we can still get closer. It would be possible, I guess we could. But I mean, we have faith, you know, but the Lord wants us to draw as close as we possibly can. And he wants us, he knows what we're capable of. You know, one thing about God, he knows us inside and out. He knows if we have the time to pray. He knows if we're making excuses. Or he knows if we're choosing other things to take that time. You know, and we're living in a world, I think it was during prayer, you know, we're living in a modern world with so many distractions, but there's no excuse that we can't spend time with God. And if we're going to be successful in our spiritual life, we must spend time with the Lord. Enoch walked with God. Let's read just a little bit of that. Genesis 5. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And we know Methuselah. Well, how long did he live? 969 years. That was his son. Then he had a son, and then Noah came from that son. So Enoch's great-grandson was Noah. I mean, Enoch's great-grandson was Noah. Isn't that amazing how God worked in that family? Yes. And you know, it says, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. When I would read that before, I thought, he was not. He was not there anymore. That's what it means. He wasn't there in our earth anymore. He was not there anymore, because God translated him. He went up to heaven with God. Isn't that wonderful? And you know, what kind of man was he? He was a Hebrew prophet. And I want to read just a little bit over in Hebrews, in the 5th verse of 11. It said, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. It was not found. See, he was not. He was not found because God had translated him. But for before his translation, he had the testimony, this testimony that he pleased God. Dear ones, that's what God wants each one of us to do. Please God. Please him and obey him and do everything we can to please him. And you know, if we make a mistake, correct it and get up and go on and please the Lord. The Lord wants that out of us. He wants it, and he deserves it, right? He deserves the holy awe, the reverence to God. You know, we need to have reverence to God. We need to live on holy ground. We need to walk on holy ground every day of our life, no matter where we're at. I know, so I've heard some of our ministers that say, well, I'm in a restaurant and I just pray and maybe not make a big show of it, but I'm not going to be ashamed to pray. And you know, sometimes the waitresses, they'll stop back, or you know, you're trying to do it maybe before they get back, and sometimes those kind of, you bow their heads too. But you know, the Lord is wanting us to live on holy ground every day of our lives. Everywhere we go, we are to be a light. I thought the scripture in Matthew says, you're a light. You're visible. If you're walking with God, there's something visible about it. It's not hidden. People in your life know you're walking with God. They know something is different. But you know, he says, if you spend time with God in secret closet, he'll reward you openly. But you've got to do it yourself. Nobody else can do this for you. And you know, like Brother Rodney was saying, when we hear a message, we're responsible for that message, what we do with it. Take it home and apply it. Try to see of a way that I can be challenged to walk closer to the Lord. In St. Matthew there, it says, you know, that we want to be like a light, a city on a hill that cannot be hid. That's what the Lord wants us, to be a light wherever we go. In Matthew 5:16, it says here, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I believe in Enoch's life, and not only Enoch, but there was Moses, there was David, there was Daniel, There were so many. There was Mary, the mother of Jesus. There was Elizabeth. You know, they're on and on. And there was Deborah. And there was many people that followed God and walked with God and walked close, and they were successful in their spiritual lives. And they made it to heaven. And in our day, in the history of the church, we know people that we read about that walked with God. And I tell you what, their lives were successful. They made it to heaven. And not only did they just make it to heaven, but they helped others get to heaven. That's our job. That's our work. Our work is to help others, our families, an extension of our families, our church family, our friends, our relatives. There's so many people. Help us, God, to walk so close to God that they will see a light. Amen. A light. Sometimes when we're out in the world, and someone will say something to me. One time, I was just walking in Walmart, I think, and she said, "I have a problem. Will you pray with me?" And I prayed with her, just as strangers. But you know, we're a light, dear ones. We're a light to a hungry world. They're hungry too. They want God, but sometimes they don't know how to find God. And they're looking for Christians. They're looking for that light. But you know, it's our responsibility to walk close to God. I think about the Church of God that we are in today. You know, we want good meetings. We want God to come down at Monarch. We want God to come down here at LaRonger. But you know what it is? Dear, why it starts with us walking close to God, and not just the ministers, but are you praying for them? Do you know what a responsibility they have? Are you praying for the singers, that their songs will be anointed? It's wonderful to have a good voice, but we want anointing. We want God to give you that song. We want to spend time in prayer with God for your messages or your singing or whatever you do, exhortations, not just to be seen of men, but be do what God from your heart. God said, God, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on your heart. He wants your heart. And he don't want just three quarters of it. He wants all of it. He wants all of your heart. And you know, the Lord wants you to know the two things about Enoch. And two things about someone that walks with God is visible. And now, and people can see it. You're a light. And another thing about it is it's vocal. If you can't testify and you can't speak at the right time for God doesn't like that. He wants to be pleased with you. He wants to know that if he does tell you to say something, you're willing to do it. That's how you can please God. You have to be vocal sometimes. Think about sometimes, yes, different personalities. And sometimes it's harder for shyer people to testify. But you know, the Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And when we love God with all our heart, we don't have to say a whole lot, but we can be vocal. We must be vocal about it. We must say, "I'm still saved." You know, if you can't say a whole lot, you stand up and say, "At prayer meeting, I'm still saved and I'm encouraged." And you know, then maybe next time you can add another sentence. But don't bless your heart. You've got to say it. You've got to say, "I'm saved." You've got to rebuke the enemy. You've got to overcome. You've got to be vocal. You've got to be visible to walk with God. People will know you're saved. I remember reading a story about somebody, and they were somewhere, and they said, "Well, how did you get along with those people that weren't saved?" Maybe it was at work or something. "Well, I got along fine because they never knew it. They never knew I was saved. I just didn't tell it. I didn't tell it, so I didn't get on persecution." But dear ones, sometimes God wants you to walk with him, talk with him, tell it. And you know, we don't do it in a wrong way. But God gives us opportunity at the right time. Many times in our relationships, there's a time to speak and a time to be quiet. And you know, in your relationships, it's the way with God. Sometimes there's a time to speak to someone about their soul. Sometimes it's a time to be quiet and pray. So God give us wisdom how to work. It said, "He that winneth souls is wise." But God, he's looking for you. He's looking for you today to consecrate yourself to walk closer to God. Enoch walked with God. Oh, may Lord help us. He was a Hebrew prophet, but we want to turn over to Jude in 14. It says, "Enoch also, the seventh from Adam." He was close to the genealogy of Adam. And it's amazing about Enoch that he was translated. And when I read this, I get wondering, let's find out about him. Let's find out what kind of man he was. Why was he so close to God that God translated him? Lord, help us. Help us. Help us to get closer to God. Each one of us walk with him, talk with him. Oh, it's so wonderful. Don't you just love the times you're spending time in prayer and God comes down? And it fills your soul, doesn't it, brother? Fills your soul. And you think, oh, why didn't I do this more? You know, I got to do this more. I remember one time we're getting ready to go on a trip, and it was late in the night. Sometimes I get so excited the next day I go on a trip. I need to sleep. I need to sleep that night, and that's the night I'm so excited that I can't hardly sleep. And the Lord said, well, spend time with me. So I went in there and I started reading books, good spiritual books in the Bible, and praying and just whatever, singing a song, whatever. I just kept doing that, and all of a sudden the Lord came down and the tears started shedding and the Lord was there. It was like I was having a little service right there with the Lord. You know, take the opportunity if you can't sleep. Spend some time with God. I was thinking this one sister in our congregation mentioned this once and it really helped me. You know, when we open our eyes, we're coming from an unconscious state of sleep. And oh, thank God for it, because we sure do need it. But I tell you what, when you first wake up, start talking to God. When you're trying to lay there for a few minutes before you can get going, talk to God a while. You know, tell him, Lord, thank you for that good rest I had. Lord, will you be with me today? Just begin to talk to him. People say, I don't have time for prayer. Well, you got a little time there before you step your foot out of the bed and start going and here and there and on, get after breakfast, go after this, go after that. Start praying right then. When you can pray more later, but spend some time right then. So that's been my practice too. I added that to my life. It says add to your life virtue and add faith and add things. Well, we're going to try to help you this morning how to add some things. You having trouble with praying enough? Add that. You know, all of us can pray a few minutes when we first open our eyes. Oh, I think of that song that says, still, still with thee, when purple morning breaketh. Oh, there's something about when you first wake up. God gave you another day of life. You could have died in your sleep. You're going back into the consciousness and duties of life. And you just get, Lord, I love you. You know, I think about the one song I just love. It says, Lord, I love you. I worship you. You know, I love that song. Oh, there's some songs. I love all our songs in our song, but there's some, I come to thee. I love that song. It's a prayer song. Lord, I come to thee. There's so deep meaning in that song. You know, it's just wonderful. But you know, Enoch said here, he was strong for the Lord. Now, this is something about someone that walks for the Lord. They're strong for the truth. I tell you, I admire the saints. I really admire all you saints because you're strong for the truth. There's something about you that God chose you to be. He called us to be saints. He called us because there was something in us. I praise him for that. Something he seen down in our heart. That we didn't want to compromise. We didn't want an easier way. We wanted God. We wanted to walk with God and be true and do everything. And he's seen that. And he called us to be saints. That's not a small calling, dear ones. That's a high calling in Christ Jesus. But Enoch said, listen how he preached to them. Enoch said in the 14th verse of Jude and 15th, the seventh from Adam prophesied of this saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So, you know, he was pretty strong, wasn't he? He was really strong. But there's something about somebody that walks with God can preach it strong with love and preach it in the right spirit. There's a difference.
Yeah, that's right.
And it calls people to God instead of driving them. It calls them. It draws them to God. And they believe. You can preach about hell You could take two different ministers that are preaching it in a harsh way. It would drive people away. You can take another person and say, there's going to be a hell, dear ones. You want to miss it. And they can do it in love, in a way. It can be just as strong. The scriptures are powerful. They're strong. But it's the Spirit. Without the Spirit, it said the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And when you have the right spirit, you're walking with God, you draw men to Jesus Christ. That's what we want to do. We want to draw people. We want them to be blessed. I want to, probably one of the reasons that I started having this message, the Lord works with me a lot with songs. And so this song, I'm sure you've heard it, but I'm going to read some of the words. I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord ever be with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to him. I'll lean on him forever, and he'll forsake me never. He will not fail me as long as my faith is strong. Whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take his hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to him each day to him. And you'll hear the words that I say. Dear ones, there should never be one day in your life that you don't pray to God. If you're saying you're saved, not one day. One day. And even if you're not saved, you know, I prayed a lot before I got saved. Not a whole lot, but I did pray. And I prayed for help. And I prayed that God would lead me to the right church. And I prayed that somehow I'd get saved. Do you know that? When I was saved, I prayed that way. I prayed God would forgive me sometimes. I would pray. I didn't act just right, Lord. I said something I shouldn't have said. I did that when I wasn't saved. And I said, Lord, please help me. You know, and sometimes, like the thief on the cross, he didn't know how to pray a whole lot. But he said, Lord, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Sometimes it doesn't take a real long prayer. But you know what? God hears the heart. When I got saved, that's how I prayed, because I couldn't pray very well. I didn't really know how to pray very well. But I said, help me, God, over and over. Help me, God. And he gave me salvation. You know, the Lord loves us. He's such a good God. He's such a great God. All of my whole life, we have a song that says, if I had 10,000 lives, I'd give them all to thee. When I sing that song, I think, that's a big testimony. But I say, Lord, I would, because it's been such a wonderful life. You know, even if you have problems and troubles, all the world has them too. But you have someone to talk to. You have God. You have someone to turn to. It just makes it so much better. Oh, I just thank the Lord today for his... I came across this. Now, I may say some suggestions. It doesn't mean it's coming. I'm not in that authority. Your prayer life and how you walk with God has to be personal. But I'm trying to give you some things that could help you maybe. Like I said, when you first wake up, pray. But it's not a commandment. You don't have to do it that way if you don't want to. But it works for me. And then I pray more. There's nothing wrong with suggesting that, right? And I'm thinking about, this came to me. I challenged myself to pray for my family. And I just for quite a while now, I mean, I did pray for my family, but to name each one. You know, it was a challenge in my own soul to pray for my family. So I would pray for each one and the needs I thought they had. And I have challenged myself to do that daily. And I expect that the Lord's going to add more to me. And of course, I do pray different things. But this is one thing I challenge myself. We have needs in the church and different things. And I thought maybe, you know, it came to me, I read about that someone would do a prayer book. And they would write down a few things that they, or many things that they should pray about. And they tried to challenge themselves to pray. Or maybe you want to just choose one or two things. But you know, good habits is not bad, right? And we can have a habit of prayer. That's not a bad thing. To walk with God, we're going to have to do something. To get closer to the Lord, we're going to have to communicate. And every relationship, if it goes anywhere, it has to start with some communication. And you know, we're going to get walking with God and get close to God. We have to communicate. Yes. We have to talk to him, and not only talk to him, but let God talk to us. Sometimes after prayer, I'll just kind of try to be quiet and say, Lord, is there something you'd like to talk to me about? And sometimes he tells me things too, sure. You know, and you say, well, how did God tell you? You didn't hear God out loud. No, it might not have been out loud. But every saint in here knows when God talks to you. Yes. It comes in your heart. It comes in your mind. And you know when it's God. You know that still small voice.
Right.
And you say, oh, Lord, that's you. That's you. And sometimes the Lord will give me a song, and I'll try to write it down right then, a verse of it, so I don't forget what God gave me, or a scripture. You know, it's wonderful to walk with God, isn't it?
Yes.
How can we walk with God better? What daily things can we do? Philippians 4:6 says, come to God with thanksgiving. We come to him to make our requests made known unto God. I really enjoy how the saints say, do you have some thanksgiving? Or raise your hand for thanksgiving before they put all the requests in. We are supposed to come to God with thanksgiving first. God is so wonderful. He is so mighty. He's such a great God. He gave us our life. He gave us all these things to enjoy. And we should praise him and glorify him in our daily walk with him. That's what God wants us to do. Make good habits of prayer, talking with God. What is he saying to you? Righteousness, a sober life. You know, many people think, what do I get out of this if I walk close to God? What am I going to get out of this? I tell you what you get out of it. You'll get a wonderful experience with God. He will tell you secrets. He will give you dreams. He'll reveal to you. He'll answer your prayers. Oh my, we could write a book of the many things that God has done, couldn't we? And you will get heaven at last. I thought about some of the songs that came to me this morning. Isn't it true? I don't know maybe all the words, but it says, the family who prays shall never be parted. We see how the enemy is working in the world and divorces and all these things. But you know, if they would have stayed with prayer, if they stayed walking with God, it wouldn't have happened. There's some powerful thing about prayer, saints. And you know, sometimes you may not even feel like God is hearing or he's listening to you. But we don't go by feelings. We know God is hearing us by faith. We know he is. We know if he says, whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening, and keep your heart in tune. You can be praying to God around people and they don't even know you're praying. I know the other day we sang a song, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I remember one time in Guthrie years ago, don't even know what problem it was then, but I was sitting in service, I think prayer meeting was getting ready to get started, and I'm sitting here talking to the Lord and I'm saying, Lord, this trial is very hard. It is very hard. In my heart, I was saying that. And the Lord immediately gave me that song, his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I said, Lord, you're just so wonderful. And I think I called that song. I'm sure I did. I can't remember. But, you know, God lifted me up.
Yes,
he lifts us up. He lifts us up, saints. God is a lifter up of the brethren. He wants to encourage you. He wants to strengthen you. He is the God of our life.
Yes.
You know, people say that was the love of my life. Well, I tell you, God is the love of our life. He's the lover of our soul.
Yes.
You know, when that brother wrote that song, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, I think it was his brother, said, that's just too mushy. That's not, no, that song, no. And but anyway, somehow, the song is beautiful. So you can't always listen to what people tell you. Because God gave him that song, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. You know what it was? To his bosom, a little bird. He was out in the rain, and he had a raincoat, and this bird flew in his raincoat, wasn't it really? And he had that little bird, and he thought about Jesus, how we can, he's the lover of our soul, to thy bosom I will fly. Oh, and the rock of ages cleft for me. We could just go on and on about songs. Let's go back to our Father's praying ground. How long has it been since you talked with the Lord? How long has it been since you told him your hidden secrets? Do you call him your friend?
Yes.
I think about Abraham. He walked close to God. He was called God's friend. He was called God's friend. We're God's friends.
Yes.
You know, if you're on the winning side, you're on the side with God. You're God's friend, right? Praise God. There's so many blessings. A life of communion with God. For me to live is Christ. Walking with God, pleasing God. You know, I feel like there's just so much in this that maybe I can't even cover all of it. But I hope this morning that you'll just get a hold of something this morning in the message that you'll be challenged. Challenged. Whatever you got to do. One of my granddaughters, when I was staying at her house, they gave me her room. I won't say which one, but she had a little bulletin board on her wall. And she had all the prayer requests that she should pray for. Prayer requests, I noticed that was in the church, or some of her personal little prayers that she needed help with. She had them all written on that little board. I thought, oh, how sweet. How wonderful. We could have us a prayer book. Are we having trouble struggling with prayer? Maybe we need to get us a little notebook and just write down a few things that I need to pray for every day. I need to pray for these things. I don't know how God's going to work with you through this message, but I know God gave it to me, and I'm just sharing it. Let us walk close to God. Let us be. I have a challenge in my own soul. This is for me, too. I want to get closer to the Lord. I really do. I want to please Him the rest of my days. I know life is short, and I just want to please Him. I want to do better. I want to get closer to God. He's so wonderful. I love Him with all my heart. I pray that God will somehow take this message, and you'll hear it, and you'll do something with it. That's what it's for. It's for you to draw closer to the Lord. Pray for me.